It was revealed that the Red Lion on Bishopgate in Norwich will close at the end of January, with the current lease having expired at the end of September. The freehold of the pub is owned by the Great Hospital Charity, which previously leased it out as a pub. However, when its current lease expired, it was decided this would not be renewed. The current landlady, Amanda Rose, has confirmed that she will be leaving the pub at the end of the month, and it was feared by regulars that the pub may not reopen. However, the chartered surveyors marketing a new lease have insisted it will only be sold to partners interested in continuing to run it as a pub.
Police in Norwich have been out in the city following complaints about drug use and antisocial behaviour. Officers from the Norwich East Safer Neighbourhood team were out on foot patrol responding to concerns about drug use and antisocial behaviour in a number of areas, including Tombland, Leopard Court, Alderson Place, Mulberry Close and St Michael at Plea. Current neighbourhood policing priorities for the Norwich East Safer Neighbourhood team include antisocial behaviour around Gentleman's Walk and London Street area.
Nicholas Mattin always wanted to be a train driver and followed in his father's, his grandfather's and his great-grandfather's footsteps before him. He achieved his ambition in 1982. But now, after 44 years on Norfolk's railways, the 61-year-old is about to drive his last train. Mr. Mattin, from Thorpe Inn, was 16 when he left Sproston High School to become a messenger boy at Norwich Station. He said, "It is in my blood. I always wanted to work on the railways. After about 6 months of being a messenger boy, I became a box boy, recording the trains coming in and out of Norwich in a big book. After a brief period as a guard, a job as a driver's assistant came up, an opportunity Mr. Mattin jumped at. In 1984, he became a fully fledged driver and transferred to Ipswich for 3 years before returning to Norwich, where he stayed. Looking forward to his retirement, Mr. Mattin said he wouldn't miss the early starts or the late shift finishes, but would miss the work itself. He said he had seen a lot of changes over the years, from the electrification of the railways to more women working on the trains and even the smell of the station. When I first started, there were no women, but now there are women guards and drivers. That's equality for you, and they can do the job just as well as I can. In the old days, it was a man's world."
A drone being flown by police in Norwich suddenly span out of control and crashed, an investigation has found. Norfolk police were using the DJI Matrice 210 drone at Hammond Court off Magpie Road to search for a man. The Air Accident Investigations Branch report reveals how the four-engine drone, fitted with optical and thermal imaging cameras, was destroyed when it crashed to the ground. The report stated that the pilot had checked the weather, and although very light rain was forecast, it was considered that the conditions were suitable as they were within the manufacturer's parameters. The aircraft remained static and stable for almost 10 minutes with a battery level of 68%. But the camera then started to rotate and a motor overload message was displayed. The report stated the aircraft then began to spin anti-clockwise whilst rapidly descending. It subsequently crashed in an open space and was destroyed on impact. There was no damage to persons or property. Sergeant Denny Leach from Norfolk Police said the drone crash was due to a manufacturing fault. Norfolk Police assisted fully with the investigation, and our recommendation was that this specific model and version of drone should not be flown in a congested area whilst under investigation.
Now to our first feature, which is written by Keith Skipper, who enjoys hearing about characters from the 100 and 200 clubs. The reader is Sarah Lusher.